mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We're now into the second hour. It is Thursday, the 24th, the day of March, 2005. Dr. John Breeding joins us to talk about the New Freedom Initiative. Did you ever think you'd hear terms like Homeland Security, New Freedom Initiative, Citizens Corps, just all of this? I mean, this is classic, good old-fashioned tyranny, whether you want to call it communist, fascist, whatever, down to the black uniforms and the black helmets and the black armored vehicles, and now with the high-tech overlay of the cameras and the surveillance blimps, and it's sad. Meanwhile, Vicente Fox wants Americans arrested, and Bush says it's bad that they're going to be on their own property in lawn chairs with binoculars showing all the illegal aliens pouring across. That's bad. We've got to give up all our rights to stop the terrorists, but we've got less Border Patrol than ever. It's amazing. And so now, right here in Texas, they're now passing the state laws to mesh with the federal law to start the forced psychological testing and then forced drugging of the population. And Dr. Breeding brought up an interesting point about this particular bill, 470, here in the state of Texas. And you can bet your bottom dollar this stuff's going on in your state, too, right now, folks. Interesting that it says, oh, this law is above all previous laws, because there's laws saying you got rights, laws that you can't be forcibly psychologically tested, laws that you have due process, laws that the schools can't force children on drugs, that we've gotten passed in this state and others. And so they're not just trying to do the new freedom, they're trying to remove everything we've gotten passed. Dr. Breeding, please continue with your analysis.
It's really scary in that sense, exactly what you just said about this prevailing over every other law. It really is. You know, one of the things that you're really good about, and one of the things that I really emphasize to people, too, is that if you don't really get on the language dynamic, you really miss, because the rhetoric and the language is really beguiling and sounds pretty good. And so if you don't understand that new freedom equals new intrusion, that when they use the word access in this system, they really mean recruitment. When they use the word integration, they really mean coercion. When they integrate systems, that means they're going to have child protective service interface with the schools, interface with mental health system. And so that means integrated. But what it really means is that you attempt to resist it. You've got somebody else coming in to coerce you.
But this
if you don't
is
understand
like a,
the language of that, you're just going to be very confused.
But this is Brave New World, I mean, where they have police that come to your house because you're not taking the drugs you're supposed to.
That's right. And so let me just go over this real quick. Listeners, you know, you're a part of Alex Jones Radio Network. You're a part of this movement, you know, and you do a lot of different actions and a lot of different things, and I appreciate that. And this is a specific action that I am asking of you and that Alex is asking and supporting. And, you know, so please do this. Please take a pen, write down this information, and make at least one phone call. If you got 10 minutes, you can make two or three phone calls. And I want to give you the names of these legislators. John Davis, he's from the Houston area. Again, it's 512-463-0734 is the number at the Capitol. If you're in the Houston area, you can find it at his local number, 463-0734. That's House Bill 470 that I just described. Senator Jane Nelson, who's up from the Dallas Flower Mound area, 512-463-0112. 463-0112. That's the companion bill, Senate Bill 194. And I'm just going to go ahead and give you one more. It's Elliot Shapley. Those of you out in the El Paso area, 463-0129, all those are area code 512. That's Senate Bill 1703, and then this one is a training bill to train teachers and educators into psychiatric recruiters and to establish an...
I got to hear this. Folks, we're getting to now see the actual nuts and bolts, how they're going to implement it in your area. We're on the front lines here in Texas, from toll roads to forced drugging. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is the natural thing.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, second segment, the second hour, 8 minutes, 30 seconds in. Thank you for joining us. Coming up in about 25 minutes, we're going to be talking to one of the valiant rescue workers at the World Trade Center disaster, their day one. And what he's going to reveal is very important on multiple fronts. So definitely stay with us for that. We're talking to Dr. John Breeding, and we'll give you his website here in a few minutes. New Freedom is now here in Texas. It's all over the country. The feds passed it. Forced psychological testing of every school-aged child up to 18 in the country. Homeschooled, private school, they're talking about forcibly coming and making you do this. Here in the state of Texas, there's three different bills that in some respects even go past what was in the federal New Freedom Initiative that Ron Paul described as a brave new world. And let's be perfectly clear about this. St. John's Wort has been found to be, in major studies, three times better at, quote, getting people to not be depressed. And I'm not saying St. John's Wort. In double-blind studies, there's a whole bunch of them, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or the Prozac class of drugs, actually causes more problems. It's worse for people who are depressed than sugar pill. It just doesn't have no effect. It actually hurts people. And then, of course, the latest mass shooter, and I said this days ago, I said, you watch, he's going to be on psychotropics. Folks, they're always, seriously, they're always on them. I mean, it's a sure bet. I mean, every time I say they're going to be on it, I think, I mean, hopefully this time they won't. But no, he was. And then, of course, the argument is, well, that's because he was already mentally ill. This was helping him. No. The statistics in their own studies, when they approve these drugs, show that it actually increases it. That is, you take a pool of people who say they're angry or they're depressed or they're delusional, whatever the diagnosis is, you put them on these, they get worse. You go, well, then how could they be pushing it so much? Because the drug companies pay off the American Psychological Association, the American Psychiatric Association. They go out and they push all this. And then the doctors just believe whatever they're told, whatever they're taught. And so they go along with it. And, folks, they fly doctors on junkets to five-star hotels for, you know, 7 days, first-class plane tickets, cruises, everything. And it makes their job easy. The psychologist or the psychiatrist doesn't have to talk to somebody and find out why they have these problems, or are they eating too much red dye, or why are you drinking three soft drinks, Johnny? That's why you're bouncing off the walls. No, it's just, here's your drugs. And then guaranteed they're going to be back because they're going to get worse on those drugs. Dr. Breeding, is that a fair analysis?
That is a fair analysis. The New Freedom Commission was largely formed of people who were involved with the so-called Texas Medication Algorithm Project here in Texas, which was largely funded by the pharmaceutical industries to get their main profit point products onto the formularies to make sure they're used by the mental health system and the Medicaid systems and stuff. And so that's really what drives it. And the diagnoses are not really, they're just people, they're just labels that are put on children without any evidence of real disease to justify using these drugs with the kids. It's all a marketing and a product kind of thing, and it's really cynical in the sense that our children are used as the product. They're put on these drugs that are addictive and dangerous and that they end up oftentimes having to take for the rest of their lives.
Dr. Breeding, I call these serial pieces of legislation. I guarantee it, folks. If you look at these three bills in Texas, you look at the Illinois bills, you look at other states, they're almost identical. In fact, I've cross-referenced a few of them.
Well, they're very identical because they're specifically designed from the blueprint that was provided from the New Freedom Commission. And
so let's be clear for people. If you live in Missouri or you live in New York or you live in Florida, you live in California, you live in Colorado, you're listening, chances are this is in your legislature right now, so pay attention. Go to InfoWars.com. We have one of the bills posted. Dr. Breeding, do you have all three posted on your website?
I don't have the bills posted on my website right now, but I will. But you can contact my website, wildestcolts.com, and also the abledchild.org website, and connect, and we can give you the information that you need.
Okay, I want to go to some calls here in a few minutes. 800-259-9231, open the phones up for the first time. Just for Dr. Breeding on this subject right now, folks, 800-259-9231. We'll go to Kim here in just a second. But Dr. Breeding, I want to go back to what you talked about in the last segment. I want to give those phone numbers out one more time. But before we do that, you got shortchanged by the break coming up that we slammed into, specifically that third piece of legislation to teach the teachers how to be their own little shrinks.
Yeah. Let me give the numbers again first. House Bill 470, Representative John Davis. All these are area code 512 for the Austin Capitol. 463-0734, 463-0734, House Bill 470, John Davis. Senate Bill 194, Senator Jane Nelson, 463-0112. And the last one, Senate Bill 1703, that's Elliot Shapley from the El Paso area, 463-0129. That's the one that basically turns teachers and educators into psychiatric recruiters and establishes the new Office of Children's Mental Health and Substance Abuse to deliver psychiatric services to Texas children. It requires that educators receive training in early identification of and referral strategies for students with mental illness.
And I've seen these sheets, Dr. Breeding. It's are
and
you
that's
upset?
Mental illness in quotes, folks. There is no mental illness going on. There's only people's judgments about behavior and putting labels on children in order to qualify them for a market of psychiatric drugs.
Well, I've seen these sheets. It's, are you upset? Are you anxious? Well, what 12-year-old isn't?
Are you upset? Are you anxious? Have you had a bad day? Are you eating regularly? Did you have any trouble sleeping? Are your mommy and daddy having problems? You know, all these kind of questions, you know. Which,
yeah, now it's we got to put them on drugs because they're at risk.
Because they're at risk or because they, whatever, you know. And what happens is, and this happened to the Gleason family right here outside of Austin. They're doing this teen screen already.
We've had the doctor on, yeah.
They screen the child. Somebody decides she's depressed. The family doesn't hop on Friday when they say hop on Friday. And so on Monday, they yank the child out, put her in the state hospital, put her in the treatment center. She ends up on 14 different psychiatric drugs. It takes 9 months for the family, with the help of a good lawyer, to get the daughter back. Within a couple of months after that, we've got her off the drugs, and she's doing fine because she never needed them in the first place. But it's a classic example of what can happen when the state knows better than the family and the parents, and when this coercive dynamic is set in, it's a nightmare. And it's very real. And schools, if you're like me, you think that schools are supposed to be about academics and education. They're not supposed to be recruitment centers for children with alleged mental illnesses, you know, in a place where the state can come in and determine what you and your child need to do. And the desired treatment is always Ritalin or Prozac or
something. Well, Dr. Breeding,
like
I got two more points I want to cover with you, then we got to go to calls.
Go for it.
But two more points here. WOAI a few months ago did that report where they admitted over two-thirds of Texas foster children are on an average of 4 drugs. Some are on as many as 17. They then start having seizures. They're on so many drugs. And even doctors were on record saying, look, I saw this child. The child was happy and healthy. They put them on drugs. Now they're literally vegetables. This shows what the government with a captive audience wants to do. And you look at Massachusetts, over two-thirds. On average, the states are over two-thirds. I'm just talking about Texas. I mean, they know what they're doing. This is so maniacal. I mean, again, it's like something out of a horror movie. Number one, I want you to comment on that. And number two, why do the psych drug divisions of these companies have immunity and protection we don't see with the same companies? When the same company puts out an arthritis drug that hurts your heart, they get sued and have to shut down. When they get caught putting out something that makes your heart valves fall apart, they get in trouble. You know, real medical drugs that have some side effects, they have to stop selling them. But when these drugs show to have the most side effects of anything known, it just continues. So those two points.
Okay, well, the first point is, you're right, it's just, I mean, this whole thing is institutionalized child abuse that we've got up putting all these kids on these drugs. And it's especially dramatized and severe in the so-called foster care system once the child is in the arms of the state. And what's important to realize is that when your child is in a government school, that teachers and mental health people and everybody else in the schools, first and foremost, they're a government agent. And if you trust government agents, most of your listeners don't by this point, but that's just fundamental to realize, you know, these people are government agents, you know. And in the foster care system, they're just put on drug after drug after drug. It is just horrific, and it's very real. And we got legislation going on that too. And it's a
well, the feds pass
just,
these laws,
just,
and
you got it.
And tell the schools you've got to put X number of kids on drugs, or you don't get your funds. I mean, they've passed tons of these laws, so this is they're out there bounty hunting, just like cops writing tickets. I mean, they've got a quota.
Well, the schools have become arm-in-arm with psychiatry and the whole sort of therapeutic state mentality. And
this
so
is the last question.
And the second question is, well, first of all, you know, the controls on the regular medical drugs aren't quite as good as you imply that they are. But they're
I know, but comparatively.
But they're definitely better than psych drugs. And I mean, it's part of the whole dynamic of corporate immunity from liability, you know, the minimum liability, maximum profit dynamic that both sides of the so-called political aisle, the governmental people who are able to get elected at a political level, that's basically where their loyalties are, is towards corporate immunity. And the pharmaceutical industry just happens to be probably the most profitable industry in the world, and they run those dynamics. And there's a whole smokescreen around it in the sense that psychiatry managed to establish itself via incredible propaganda and advertising monies for the public to kind of get this idea that it's actually a legitimate branch of medicine as opposed to a pseudoscientific propaganda system. It's just not. And so, you know, these psychiatric diagnoses are not real illnesses. You know, and if you think they are, you're going to be very lost and confused and vulnerable to either placing yourself or your child on a medicine when really all you're doing is taking a toxic, addictive drug to kind of show yourself.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Diabetics worldwide are experiencing tremendous success in lowering blood sugar and blood pressure. Attention diabetics and health-conscious Americans. Your body is starving for nutrients. And now there's an exciting new scientific breakthrough making inorganic vitamins and minerals obsolete. Food Matrix technology is breakthrough science, achieving dramatic results for thousands of people. 100% money-back guarantee. Food Matrix will help improve your health, especially diabetics. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org. The U.S. 9th District Court ruled that Food Matrix is better for maintaining vibrant health than our present inorganic vitamin and mineral supplements. The Nobel Prize-winning science of Food Matrix has created an organic formula providing you the vital nutrients you need. Diabetics worldwide are experiencing lower blood sugar and blood pressure, but it's not just for diabetics. Young and old can experience the power of organic Food Matrix supplements. 100% money-back guarantee. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org.
We got to move fast here. Another important guest coming on. It's always great to have Dr. Breeding with us. You're going to have new freedom in Texas. They're going to be at your door. Jenny says she's depressed. She will go on the new drug. Well, no. Oh, we're going to arrest you then. folks, this is serious. Kim in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Kim literally just hung up. Right as I went to her. The callers, you're very good at that. That's all right. Dan, where are you calling from?
Well, we're calling from Minnesota here.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
I wanted to ask your guest, basically he's making the issue here about this drugs. Is this only in Texas that you're talking about this?
No, sir. New Freedom was federally passed despite the fact that in polls 90% of Americans were against it. Now the states have to change their laws for forced psychological testing and drugging because we've gotten laws passed against it, even going back to the old days of eugenics. Look. Psychiatry got so out of control, sir, I have actual photos of them taking an ice pick and hammering it into somebody's skull, into their brains, and laughing while they do it. I mean, that's how lobotomies were done. I mean, these people are out of control. We already have existing laws to try to block them, and you know, more of their one who flies over the cuckoo's nest type travesties. Dr. Breeding, comments.
Minnesota's definitely involved. There's also a woman in Minnesota, Dr. Karen Ephraim, with the Ed Action. Their website's edaction.org. That's really leading the charge in challenging the New Freedom Commission. I'd encourage you to connect with her up there, Karen Ephraim. But there's legislative stuff going on in Minnesota, I know for sure.
Yeah, because these ADD kids, I know one of them, and this one ADD kid that I know, it was so disruptive, they had to get him out of the school. And what I'm saying is, evidently, these kids are so screwed up that they got to put them on some kind of drug just to calm them down.
Well, that's your assumption, you know. I mean, people get kicked out of schools and jobs for a lot of different reasons, you know.
No,
but to say that you have to put somebody on a drug to calm them down.
Hold on, we got both people talking.
He was ADD.
Well, ADD is a belief system. There is no real ADD. It's just somebody's opinion.
Well, it's not my opinion. I knew this kid. He was
definitely ADD.
Hey, you know, everybody stop right there. Dr. Breeding and Dan, stop right there. Dan, they give us over 100 new medical terms, medical conditions that aren't medical conditions. Have children been brats? Have children been drinking 3 Coca-Colas and bouncing off the walls? Have children not had men at home and turned into little brats and need to be disciplined? Yes. Do you need to put them on methamphetamine that shrinks their brain and expands their heart and makes them have heart attacks and screws them up worse statistically? What Dr. Breeding is telling you is ADD, top scientists, medical doctors, have said it is a fraud.
All I can tell you is I did know this kid. He's about 22 years old now. They had to get him out of school. The kid was ADD plus. He was indigo.
He was labeled ADD.
And I bet you money while you saw him. Hold on a second, doctor. I bet you money that while you saw him bouncing off the walls, that he was on Ritalin.
Kid was so dysfunctional that even a live-in boyfriend couldn't even stand him because, I mean, this kid was evidently...
You're not listening to me. Hey, we've given our country over to these psychologists and psychiatrists. Look what they've done to it. I mean, what are you saying, sir? You don't. I'm asking you, was he on Ritalin at the time he was bouncing off the walls?
No, they tried to put him on something, but he refused to, and they kicked him out of the school.
Oh, okay.
The kid was,
do you have children? Well, let me stop you. Do you have children?
No, I don't have any children.
Well, if you did, well, don't worry. You'll get to see the secret police squads out putting us all on the drugs.
There were no secret police. This kid was simply unhandled.
You're not listening. You keep using this one example. I'm asking, you called in about New Freedom Initiative. Are you for forced psychological testing of every child in America?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah, because these kids are so dysfunctional. You got methamphetamine out in the suburbs. You got
that's it. I can't listen to it anymore. Thanks for the call. I mean, it's just mindless. We got methamphetamine. They're so dysfunctional, so let's put them on methamphetamine. Dr. Breeding?
Yeah. I mean, people who truly believe in it, it's the same thing as what you present about Ashcroft and all these ideas, you know, that you take away your liberty in order to get some sort of alleged security, you know, or insecurity or whatever, you know. It's like... He has an opinion about ADHD. The fact is that there's no scientific evidence that there is anything like that in the sense that this child has any biological or genetic defect that's causing his behavior.
It's like the Loch Ness Monster.
It's just his opinion.
It's like the Loch Ness Monster.
People have behavior problems for a lot of different reasons. People don't like school for a lot of different reasons. We don't know the unique dynamics of this situation. We're not saying that people don't have problems. We're just saying that that doesn't mean they have a biologically based mental illness, and that the drugs are a solution.
Well,
if you believe that,
Dr. Breeding, we got a break. I got another guest coming up.
Okay.
I'm gonna hold that guest over a little bit, because I want to let Kim and Jamie talk. We'll be right back. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And we're going to be talking to Sergeant Matthew Tartaglia, who was a valiant Ground Zero hero, won several awards from the governor, you name it, was there day one, didn't wear a breathing mask because they had to be able to communicate. We're not just going to talk about the asbestos and how many people are dying and the rescue dogs dying and how they're not being given treatment. We're going to talk about some of the things he saw, the discrepancies in the official 9/11 story. But I appreciate him holding because, you know, if Dan in Minnesota, who thinks we should forcibly psychologically test every child in America, wants to call back in the last 30 minutes of this broadcast next hour, I will debate you. If I cut you off, it's because I'm frustrated. I've got loaded phones here for Dr. Breeding, and you're just babbling mindlessly, and it makes me really sick. Number one, with the Texas foster children, and this is the national average, but this is in the news in Texas, over two-thirds are on psychotropic drugs. The average child's on four. Some are on upwards of 17 until they have strokes, until they go into seizures. I mean, it's sick. I've got articles out of the New York Post and New York Daily News where they're testing pesticides on foster children. Yes, the government, for private corporations, gives them gives them pesticide drinks, and then the children go into bed and go into comas, some die. I mean, that's BBC. I bet you think giving them pesticides good? Do you understand this government's evil? Can you get it through your brain? Project Shad, 1985, spraying our troops with nerve gas and killing them. 1968, releasing biologicals in the New York subway. Deaths resulted, details remain classified. They'll kill Americans just to see what it does. That's the nutcases running this country. And no, it's not freedom, it's not new freedom to have the government forcibly psychologically test every child when the drug companies wrote the... Do you understand they put the kid up there in Minnesota who just shot all those people? He was on Prozac. They're always on it. Their own studies, their own internal trials show it makes them violent killers. And then your comeback is this kid you knew was on methamphetamine, so he needed to be on Ritalin? It's the same thing. Your argument is just... You know what? I bet you money you're on drugs. You're on probably two or three of them. I bet when they put you on the first one, Dan, I bet when they put you on the first one, you got worse. So now you're on two or three. Maybe you're on four. And you can't admit that you've got problems and that you need to fix them. Instead, you're going to keep taking drugs that are so bad for you physically, not to mention mentally. You know, I'm sorry. I got to go to our next guest. I want to take two final calls before we go to the sergeant. But Dr. Breeding, just quickly comment on what that guy said, and then I want to take two quick calls from Kim and Jamie.
The effects profile of methamphetamine is identical to the effects profile of methylphenidate, which is Ritalin, is identical to the effects profile of cocaine. The people are just very confused, you know, and this guy thinks that drugs are necessary to control somebody because their behavior is due to their ADHD. It's a total irresponsibility thing, you know. ADHD doesn't cause anything because it doesn't exist. It's just a label that's put onto something. Young people have problems. That guy in Minnesota, no telling, you know, but the Prozac just made it worse and he turned into a killer. Everything you said, Alex, I'll just ditto that, and let's hear from your caller.
All right, now, Kim in Texas, go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I'm trying to calm down from that last phone call that got me going, too. But I wanted to just touch base on a drug that my daughter was on and how she got put on that drug so that people can understand how wide the scope is of all this medication, not just limited to, you know, Prozac and those drugs that, you know, Ritalin that you guys were talking about. She was on an anti-seizure drug called Tegretol from the time she was 2 until she was 8. And when we took her off the drug about a year and a half ago, she started having emotional problems. And she would literally flail and act like a 2-year-old to deal with her emotions. She just did not know how to deal with her emotions. And I found out that they also use that drug for aggressive and impulsive behavior. So basically, she was sedated for, you know, 6 years. And if she had to be mentally, or she had to have psychological testing right now, then they'd just throw her on something else. Because they would
Well, number one, children have problems. It's part of life. It's part of your development. Some of the most powerful, intelligent, dynamic, creative people I know were misfits. I mean, you know what? I have the government documents. They are targeting our best and brightest. They do not want the people that stick their heads up above the crowd. Dr. Breeding?
Toddlers have tantrums. Adolescents get confused and don't think very well and get passionate and get despairing about life. And you're right. Those are called problems in living. That's called natural challenges of development, which is hard and challenging and risky. They are not pathologies. They are not mental illnesses. Life is not a cakewalk into town, especially in today's world. It only makes things worse to pathologize and label. Tegretol, the anticonvulsants, are used in the same stew as these other psych drugs. You got the dynamic exactly. One, it suppresses her emotional and characterological development, so she's back to age 2. Plus, she's going through drug withdrawal, which would typically be interpreted as, oh, that's evident that she still needs a drug. And it's very good that you're getting her off that you're protecting her from the insidious forces in the meantime.
And now
you'll have your child back in a while, and it's a beautiful thing.
Well, and I wanted to let people out there know, too. People are probably thinking, well, she had seizures, so she needed to be on something. But the thing was, she was seizure-free for 4 years, and the only neurologists here in town are all in the same group that's connected to Children's Hospital where she was having her EEGs done. I finally went to another city to a different doctor. Amazingly, she had no abnormal EEG, and I was able to remove her from the medication.
Part of growing up is becoming disillusioned with the idea that you can trust authority. There's no doubt about it. And it's definitely true in the medical profession as well as these other areas that Alex talks about. It's a sad thing. And the sad, really sad thing is a lot of people wake up to that only after they've had their child hurt. Your child, fortunately, was not killed, was not permanently altered. I've sat with too many parents whose child died, and that's what woke them up. And it's a hard way to wake up.
Kim, thanks for the call. One last call. Is it James or Jamie in North Carolina?
Hi, it's James.
Okay, James, go ahead.
Okay, real quick. I fought this mess since I was in 1975, and they put me on all kinds of stuff. I'm disabled now. Used to drive trucks. But to get to the point, all these drugs, I was a hyperactive kid, but most kids were. Most kids nowadays are locked up in the house. They're scared to go out because somebody's after them or things like that. And I wanted to ask your guest, I'm on Paxil right now and Klonopin, and I'm a diabetic too, and I get this just ominous doomsday feeling all the time now. And the doctor wants to switch me over somewhere else. So what I want to do is just get off all this crap and start over. What's his response?
Well, the response is that you're on one of the most addictive drugs in the world, which is Paxil. So,
yes,
so, getting off it needs to be very gradual. You know, I recommend the website drugawareness.org and Ann Tracy's videotape on withdrawing from psychiatric drugs. I've also got an article on my website on there, but that's what I recommend. And then you talk to your doctor, and you gradually withdraw like 10% at a time, and know that you're going through a withdrawal process. You can do it, but it's very difficult.
Yes, I have to take.
And the drugs will contribute to a diabetic problem. That can be one of the overall long-term effects of the drugs.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but that's what I've read, is that it can cause diabetes. Listen, thanks for the call, James. I carry both of Dr. Breeding's books on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or you can call toll-free and get them, Wildest Cults, Make the Best Horses, and it goes through all this, and you can call toll-free 1-888-253-3139 to get it, 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com. Dr. Breeding, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, and call somebody at the Texas Capitol, maybe Senator Jane Nelson, 512-463-0112. Tell her you do not want mental health screening in the schools. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Alex, for having me on, man.
All right, thank you, Dr. Breeding, for coming on. And he's been down there fighting it, and this is happening in your state right now, too. The federal implementation of forced psychological testing. And in Illinois, it's already going to be for the adults. All right, I apologize to our next guest. He's Sergeant Matthew Tartaglia, and U.S. Search and Rescue Task Force, USSARTF.org, Critical Incident Stress Management Counselor and Debriefer at Ground Zero, and did not wear a mask at site because he had to talk. Now he has been super sick. For 3 years, respiratory problems, teeth falling out, etc. And a lot of his friends who were there have gotten sick as well or died. And we have all the major new scientist reports, you name it, about the asbestos, the lung scans, all of it. Bush blocked the $90-plus million in funding for these men and women that were out there at the site, the police, the firemen, the rescuers. But that's not the only reason he's coming on with us today. He noticed some other interesting things there at Ground Zero. Sergeant, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, despite all the horrible things that are going on. We're trying to expose it.
I hear you. I first of all, want to say thank you for what you do. It's a hard line that you're towing. You are in the line of fire, as we say in the field. You are on the front line. You are a forward observer, and you are bringing back the intel, and you're standing up and saying it. And very few people are willing to, as they say, die on their feet as opposed to living on their knees. And with that, I just want to say to Dan, I hope you're not one of these government people calling the waste time of someone trying to disclose information, because we're accustomed to what you're doing, and, you know, we'll get around you. We will keep getting around you. Anyway,
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Matthew.
All right. Well, I'm less than 40 years old. I'm just going on to 39. And I've been in public service, emergency services, since I've been 20 years old almost, just about. I was emancipated at age 14, so I saw the world from a different point of view, if you will. I didn't go to high school. I didn't have that luxury, and it turned out to be a blessing and a benefit to me, because I didn't fall for the training, which I think it takes place in high school, to take the popular people, the rich people, and make them the prom king and queen, as what happens here in Grand Old America and some other places. I have always been outspoken. It's always gotten me into the hot seat, if you will. And sometimes, I'll tell you the truth, while I was sitting here waiting, I know what I'm going to be talking about. My heart's thundering in my chest because I'm angry. I'm hurt. I'm disappointed. And, of course, if I have a brain in my head, I'm a little nervous because, you know, King George got on and said, if you support the terrorist theories or the conspiracy theories, you're one of them. And you know what we do to them.
Yeah, he said, if you talk about outrageous conspiracy theories surrounding 9/11, you're with the terrorists.
That's right. And you know what we do to them. That's his own words.
So we're gonna expose the real terrorists. Now you sent me a mountain of documents. you know the awards you got for being at Ground Zero from the governor. You know all of it. Your whole history, sterling record. Describe what happened on 9/11. And let's go through the discrepancies in the official story. Other rescue workers have reported that they found the data recorders. The FBI said, keep your mouths shut. The place was pulverized. They admit there was asbestos, but you guys haven't been given treatment. You also told us that we don't like to talk about this, but that the fire department was basically looting out there, but nobody wants to hear that, getting into the ATMs and the gold and the rest of it. I mean, let's just go through all of it.
All right, let's do it one at a time. Let's start with just post 9/11. Just like the students were pointing up in the sky and telling their teachers and their parents that those buildings weren't going to be there, I, too, and many other people on the Internet knew that this date was a dangerous date because of certain things in the past. These world people love to do things in allegoric fashion. They love to do things right under your nose. And then, and you talk about this in some of your films I've seen,
For those that just joined us, we have MSNBC, New York Daily News, students, all these people said those won't be there next week. Odigo admits that they instant messaged their people to get out of the building. That's Harrods. So number one, what you said is documented.
Yes, it is absolutely documented, not to mention the fact that anybody who is awake at all from the neck up will know that had people not been warned, 30-plus thousand people would be dead today. They wanted more people dead. They're disappointed. Don't you think that for a second they're not disappointed?
Yeah, normally on a Tuesday morning, what you would have had about 30,000 people, they said.
That's right, or more. I've been in New York many, many times as a worker, as a visitor, and I have yet to see that not be the truth. So already something's wrong. In addition to which, some of the guys who I spoke to there, they know the building was pulled, just like 7 was pulled. I don't care how many buildings, planes you fly into those World Trade Centers. If the planes themselves took it down, they would have fallen sideways, not down in an implosion-type style. Not to mention the reports from talking to people as a counselor who told me things they didn't even realize they were saying. They were in such a state of shock. They just said, well, you know, I saw this, and they're caught up in their trauma. And I'm listening to it and thinking to myself, my God, this is a conspiracy. This is a real Pearl Harbor modern day.
Well, I want to go over that. So describe what you first got to Ground Zero.
The first thing that you notice is when on the first day there, if you went there out of turn, you were arrested for the most part. Even one of the men on our team was arrested for going what they call out of turn. If you were there, you were invited. if you worked in a sensitive area, you were an invited group. We were invited. We were told that we were to stand down until Friday. Well, myself and a couple of my teammates, well, we couldn't exactly take that because we were sick to our stomachs. We're rescue people, and we know that every moment counts for rescue. By the time that Tuesday night had occurred, it was a recovery effort. And yeah, anybody who knows anything about rescue knows that's a fact. There's no way a human being could live through that. None. Fire engines were crushed in half, sir. But when we got there, we had to be very careful about our help, who we said we were, how we assisted for those first couple of hours, because you did run the risk of being arrested. Then, when you were allowed there, I recall being on the pile and working, and you could hear nothing but generators, Alex. There was nothing but generators and crying. No matter what they showed you on that television, it was nothing compared to when you turned the corner and you were in the thick of it.
Well, I want to hear the details from an eyewitness who got some of the biggest, you know, rewards and citations on the rescue efforts. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, is out. I got hundreds of interviews at Ground Zero with people saying that they were particularly themselves told not to go into work, but then they'd say, but you can't put me on tape. I've been threatened. I did put a lot of people on the tape, though, who were told, or talked to others that were told. But MSNBC said they went out to, quote, disprove an urban legend about warnings and found out it was true. And we have that article in the film. But you got to get martial law, folks. I want you to get it, make copies, spread the word, expose the killers, the true culprits of September 11th. The toll-free number to get the new film is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions available. Takes about a minute to sign up with your own little private secure access code. PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, my weekly TV show, books, other videos. It's ridiculous what you get for the price. PrisonPlanet.tv. But the new film is out. It's my best work. I hope you'll get it. Going back to Sergeant Matthew, Sergeant, again, you sent me so many documents, so much information. I mean, you were so highly decorated with the things you did there. We've talked to other rescue workers here on the broadcast in the past as well, and I've talked to firefighters who said they saw the bombs going off, and they'll tell me, Alex, I'm sorry, I've been threatened, I can't come on your show. We've been told to shut up. So many people, but again, you're going to be with us into the next hour, and then later we'll take calls, but there's so much to talk about that you witnessed. There's the whole facet of the toxic waste and how you guys weren't given treatment.
Well, I have a little list here. I should be able to follow it and go, okay?
Yeah, run down the list first, then we'll go through the list.
Okay, from what I sent you about the Red Cross and some of the systems that they're out there to help you, that's basically fundamentally flawed. They will tell you what's wrong, but they will not help you. The only way they'll help you is if you start talking about conspiracies. Then they're all about helping you. There's no money for people who lost their jobs like I did. I was on call until the end.
Well, that's what I've said. They're really a government agency there to pay people off.
Yes, they are. Or kill you. I work for American Tower Corporation that, you know, oh, we'll keep your job open. It didn't happen to myself and another person. As we traveled back, one of the things that I noticed always is as we traveled from New York to Pennsylvania, the further we got from New York, the colder the climate became towards the workers at Ground Zero when we got to Pennsylvania. People were very distant from us, the workers from up there. As for the folks at the Port Authority, who I worked with hand-in-hand mostly, they lost more people proportionally than anyone did. And yet they were not allowed to be on the site for days. They actually came to our little pavilion at the Port Authority headquarters and they said, look, if we don't get on that site today or tomorrow, we're going to sneak on there with FDNY clothes and we're going to shoot them MFers on where they stand. So, you know, it was a very hostile circumstances between the New York Fire Department and the Port Authority.
Well, I know they even banned photography at the site.
They would tackle you and take your camera away. I watched them be tackled. I've been officially pressed for a little while, but I've done some press work, you know, where I've written a little article here or a little article there, and I have never, ever, ever seen anything like that.
Well, then they hold the steel off to China. They got to cover up.
Well, they did that for a reason. They did that for a reason.
Well, let's go over what you witnessed, because there's so much.
All right.
Let's talk about all of it when we get back. We're about to start the third hour. Then later we'll take calls as well at 800-259-9231. Don't forget the new film, Martial Law, is out. We'll be right back.